strokes hit the pale green coats of the French dragoons. These Frenchmen had followed Vivard every mile of his bitter journey, but while he struggled in the highlands, they rode in the valleys where there were roads, bridges, and shelter. On some days, the weather would stop the French, and Vivard would dare to hope that he had lost them. But whenever the snow eased for a few hours, the dreaded shapes would always appear again. Now, lying in the shivering wind, Vivard could see the enemy horsemen unsaddling in a small village that lay in the valley's bottom. The French would have fires and food in the village. Their horses would have shelter and hay, while his men sobbed because of the cold which lashed the mountainside.
"Are they dead?"
Vivard's second-in-command, Lieutenant Davila, climbed up from the gully.
"They're there."
"The chasseur?"
"Yes."
Vivard was staring directly at two horsemen in the village street. One was the chasseur colonel of the Imperial Guard, gaudy in his scarlet pelisse, dark green overalls, and colback, a round hat made of thick black fur. The other wore no uniform. Instead, he was dressed in a black, tight-waisted riding